I don't know what you should do, Mike.
I think I'd rather take a bullet in the head.
I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
I don't know what to say. Felger
and Mass. The Beyond Dumb 2 to 6 show, yeah. Right?
Jackpot! 98.5, the Sports Hub. I ask you, people of Boston, I ask you, Murray and Maz, and Patriots fans everywhere. And I got this topic of watching our NBC Sports Boston show last night. Boston Sports Tonight. So they did a segment or two on this. I thought it was an interesting topic. So they asked the question to no live audience, because that's why it works on TV. We get to ask it to a live audience, so I want interaction.
I think Curran actually wrote the column.
And Curran wrote a column kind of along these lines of the Patriots don't have to apologize for the March of the Tomato Cans.
Correct.
Okay? But this is along those same lines. I want to ask you, as a Patriots fan, are you happy this week that you have a anemic, pathetic Jacksonville team, or did you want the Steelers, which would have been a harder out? What do you want? Do you want a more interesting matchup, a hard road with good games, or do you want the easiest road possible for your sixth championship? What do you want as a fan?
If I'm a fan, I want the easiest road possible. If I'm a fan, I'm not. So, you know, I wanted Pittsburgh. I like real games. I like competition. I want to see people pushed. So that, like in the New Orleans-Minnesota game, you see something maybe you've never seen before. That's what I like. That's the reason I watch sports. I don't watch to see someone beat someone 35-7.
Even when it's your team?
Me, personally, no. I don't see the point in beating someone you know you're superior to.
So they did ask the fans. They did a poll, and it was 75-25 in favor of easiest road.
Of course.
Easiest road versus interesting matchups. What do you want, Murray? You're a real fan.
Yeah, I want the easiest laughable blowouts as possible.
So I thought you'd be happy this week.
No, because this is going to be a tough game. You're all nuts. This is going to be a tough game. You'll see on Sunday afternoon.
But
that being said, I want easy, laughable blowouts because I don't want to die of a heart attack at 50.
So you like the fact that the Steelers aren't in here?
I actually think the Steelers would have gotten blown out here. Not blown out, but it would have been like last year's game.
So you think this is actually a harder matchup for them?
I do. And I know I'm kind of alone on that, but I think this is a tougher matchup for the Pats.
I mean, to me, this is one of those, like, you look at it and you say, if you're a fan, you always take the easier road. You know, you don't care at the end of the day as long as you get the ring.
So, I don't know about that. And here's where I would draw that line. And the Patriots fans are a perfect test case. If I were a fan of, say, well, I am, of, say, like, the Bruins.
Oh, a team that hasn't won a lot.
Or the Green Bay Packers. Like, Aaron Rodgers, I want him to get his second, and I want him to enter this conversation. And so, in that regard, it's like, yeah, man, give me the easiest road possible. And for the Bruins, I hope it's the easiest road possible, because I want them to win. I'm a fan. But if the Bruins were going for their sixth, or the Packers were going for their sixth, now, they've already proven themselves to be the best. When I'm on number six, would I still say, awesome, we get the Jaguars?
Yep, you would.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe not you specifically, but again, you just said the poll was 75%.
Yeah, 75-25.
And add the elements that you just added. 75% when it's their sixth title. What do you think it was on the first one?
So the first one I get. Like, I mean, if you're just going for your first or your second, or you're going, whatever that number is to establish what you are, then it's all about getting those rings. And it doesn't matter where it comes against. But now you've already established it. You know, you're the best team ever. Now it's just sort of padding the stats, and it's like, I don't know, if I got to my sixth with my team, and not that I really treat any team like this anymore, but I'm trying to personalize it for you a little bit. If I got to my sixth as a fan, I think I'd want the matchups. I don't know. To me, it's just the number. It's once you've already established yourself as the absolute best, when you're a Bulls fan in the 90s, and you got six, or you got five and you're going on six. Do you want to see flipping Houston again or Salt Lake? Or, you know, don't you want to see the Lakers? Don't you want to see something, you know, something that brings out the best in Jordan and gives us or do you really just want the Jacksonville Jaguars? Really? On your sixth? You still need the Jaguars?
So again, you're talking about you specifically. I'm telling you that I think you're overestimating the average fan. The average fan will take the easiest road every time because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. They give you the ring no matter who you beat. It's not your fault if everyone else sucks.
Yeah, no, I'm not assessing blame. I'm just, as a fan, what do you want?
Yeah, look, you know how I feel. I want a good game. Like, watching that thing Saturday night, and I call it a thing because that's what it was. That was not a competition.
I thought it was great.
That thing was a joke. That game was a joke. It was. It was an embarrassment.
I mean, that first quarter, how do you think I handled that first quarter? Do you think I was rational?
No.
No, I was not. I was texting people, some of my friends, I'm like, you got to be effing kidding me with this team. We're going to do this. We're going to do this again.
Were you biting your elbow? Or how do you do it?
No, I had to actually be in for Beetle because of his accident, so I was in the booth behind Zoe, so I had to be somewhat professional. So.
So you were biting Zoe?
No, I just was actually kind of like chewing on my gloves. As the game went on, I felt comfortable and I could breathe and I had quite the time. That's how I want it. I want blowouts. You know, regular season, sure, I'm all for competition, back and forth. Oh, the horrible roller coaster ride. Playoffs, give me blowouts. Give me 52-0. One of these Super Bowls for once, can I just finally actually enjoy the effing thing and not have it feel like it's going to take my life?
But even though there's five in the bank, and there's nothing left to play for except the gap between you and number two, you still want Jacksonville and then Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
Again, I think this is a tough game, but if it's Nick Foles, oh yes. Oh no, I actually might get my 52-0 Super Bowl, finally.
Yep. Yep, that's what
I want, because especially now that it's been confirmed I'm going the week of all the festivities and everything, the people that go and they spend all their money, they want the party. Of course they want the easiest road.
So to me, again, what this year is another statement on the league. The statement on the league. So I understand, fans, you want the easiest road, and so, I mean, you got it. You got it. You have something historical. It could be Tennessee, Jacksonville, and then Nick Foles.
No, it could be Marcus Mariota, Blake Bortles, and Nick Foles to the Super Bowl.
And I guess those defenses rank high, but they're not great. I mean, it could just be, I mean, that could be the easiest road through a championship in the history of the league. I mean, it really could be. And I'm sure someone will do that study. And you want that. So fine. You got it. Good for you. Those of us in the media, for sure, who want compelling content, we want better matchups. And I think I hope you understand that. I mean, that's pretty obvious why we would want that. And what stands out to me is how many options there were for those compelling matchups and how everyone just can't keep it together. No one can keep it together. No one, like, this week would be so much better for us and any neutral fan if it were Pittsburgh, New England. It's not even funny. I mean, it's not even funny how much better this week would be.
And it would be, for the Super Bowl purposes, it would be better if you had Drew Brees still in it.
So I'm just starting here with Pittsburgh. I mean, there's a million teams is what I'm, you know, Maz. So never mind Pittsburgh. Could a real AFC team just keep it together long enough to still be alive? Like Denver. It would be such a more compelling matchup this week if Elway didn't screw the whole thing up at quarterback and coach. And not that those places are important or anything. Or how about Oakland? The next great AFC quarterback. Or great history, landmark, home, you know, national team with great history, Raiders, Patriots. With the second best young quarterback in the AFC. I'm just saying that to help set up the matchup, right?
It felt like it was heading that way.
But Oakland can't keep it together. Denver can't keep it together. Even if KC wins their stupid home game, even KC gives you a little bit more than last week. At least Kansas City beat you to start the year. In Kansas City, there's a little more to sink your teeth into than the Tennessee effing Titans. Or how about Baltimore? Just Baltimore being alive. Great history between you and Baltimore, and their fans are obnoxious, and they've beaten you a couple times. They've walked into this building, and they weren't afraid of you. And if they were still alive, boy, that's a compelling week. Pittsburgh, Denver, Oakland, Baltimore, Kansas City. Not one of them. Not one of them. Not one of them can figure it out or put it together to the point where they're here. And now Maz mentions for the Super Bowl, what if just on the other side, Carson Wentz were still healthy? Let me ask you, Patriot fan, do you want the Eagles with Carson Wentz or without Carson Wentz?
Without, if you're a fan.
Yeah, without.
Without.
Of course.
Without.
See, I just think, and again, you know, that all they care about at the end of the day is the ring. That's what they care about at the end of the day. They don't care who they have to beat to get it. And in fact, the easier the better. It's not their fault.
How much more interesting would this week be if Carson Wentz were just healthy? If he were just healthy. But I guess the fans don't want that. They want the biggest lamb possible. Or, you know, what if Aaron Rodgers were still alive? Just in the game. How much more interesting this week would be. Or the Cowboys. What if the Cowboys were alive? Do you know how much more interesting that would be?
Sure.
That you had a chance to face the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl? Nope. Can't figure it out. Even Atlanta. Atlanta? With all that talent, puts up 10 offensive points. Atlanta. the possibility of a matchup, and again, to take a leak all over that team in that city in the Super Bowl, you know how much more interesting this week would be if Atlanta were still alive? Nope, they can't figure it out, can't keep it together. How about Seattle? Wouldn't Seattle looming in the Super Bowl be so much more compelling? The history between you and that team, you and that coach, the superstars on that team, and Wilson and Sherman and Pete Carroll and Halo and throw it, Bev, and just the prospect of Seattle being there. Wouldn't it be so much better if they were still alive? Nope, they can't figure it out. They can't even make the playoffs. How about Carolina? Wouldn't Carolina be more interesting just sitting there as a possibility? League MVP, Cam Newton, hugely polarizing figure, went to the bowl a couple years ago. Wouldn't that be so much better if they were just sitting there? Maz mentions New Orleans. What if Breeze were still alive in his last go-around? Coach who won the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be so much better if New Orleans were still there? But they can't defend 61 yards of field with 10 seconds left and no timeouts. They can't do it. What a pathetic league, Maz. What a pathetic, pathetic league it is.
I mean, it's been that kind of year. And I just wanted to ask, earlier on, didn't we look up where if Minnesota's in the Super Bowl, no matter who came out of the AFC, Minnesota was going to be favored by a point?
I think so.
Do you think that's still true?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
The only reason I ask is, if the Patriots don't win the Super Bowl at this stage, I sort of look at it and say, I think they failed. Like, given what the Final Four is, and it's hard to say when they're in, you know, seven straight AFC championships and Brady's played in 12 and they're going to their third Super Bowl in 4 years if they win this weekend and all that. But given who's left, Foles, Keenum, and Bortles, how do they not win the Super Bowl?
The only thing that's compelling is that Minnesota playing at home. To me, I find that little element somewhat worthy of discussion.
They should still beat them.
But, good Lord, not one of you pieces of crap between Denver, Oakland, Kansas City, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Dallas, Atlanta, Seattle, Carolina, New Orleans. Not one of you? Not one. Not one of you can keep it together long enough to win a couple playoff games and at least get to this stage? That is so pathetic. The league is so down that I've never seen anything like it, and it's not a talent issue. There's plenty of good players. All those teams I just mentioned have more than enough talent at the quarterback position and beyond. More than enough talent. Philly's bad luck, but is it really? I mean, they let Carson Wentz run around like a complete maniac. What do you think's going to happen? You let that guy run around like that. You think one of those coaches would tell him, I'm Carson, you know, if you go down, it's over, so maybe you don't want to, you know, run around like what's his name? The office linebacker? What's the office linebacker's name?
Terry Tate.
Terry Tate, the office linebacker? Like, is anyone going to tell Carson Wentz, you may not want to run around like that, you idiot? So I do blame Philly. That's not a bad luck. He runs around like that, he's going to get hurt. Could one of you, just be smart enough or consistent enough or just normal enough to win a playoff game or two? Or, I don't know, defend 60 yards of field with 10 seconds left and just stay alive? Instead, it's got to be this collection of garbage? This collection of garbage. So I'm asking you, Patriots fans, do you wish Dallas was still alive or not? Because that would be fun. Do you wish Aaron Rodgers was still alive or not?
No. I'm good. I'm good with it like this.
Because you don't want to see Brady, Aaron Rodgers after 5 Super Bowls in the bank, and you've already established yourself as the best team in the history of the sport. You need to face another lamb. You need another tomato can in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I want the easiest route. I want another ring.
So you don't want to see Brady versus Rodgers.
Yeah, I did for a minute there, but I'm good now.
You don't want to see Brady versus Wentz, who might be the next big thing.
Nah.
No, you don't.
I want the other ring.
You'd rather see Nick Foles than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I want a laugher.
That is pathetic. A loser mentality. That is.
I think
you're just scared.
I think you're mad that you don't get to have teams to talk up and make Patriots fans all scared.
Damn straight I am. Of course. What do you think? Obviously.
So that's what you mean by saying you don't have the juice this week.
No kidding. Of course that's what I'm rooting for. I'm a talk show host. I'm rooting for something to talk about. And there's not one effing team that can come through for you? That is a joke.
I think you're underselling these defenses.
The league's a joke. Sorry. League is a joke.
Tom Coughlin, Lumen.
Okay.
Felger and Maz. The Sports Hub. Felger and Maz are on your phone with the radio.com app.
Get off the internet!
From 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boswell on to try another onside kick. It's actually more of a squib kick. Jacksonville picks it up, takes two steps. Keelan Cole takes a knee, and Jacksonville has defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers for the third time in the 23-year history of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville is headed to the American Football Conference championship game. They play the Patriots next week in Foxborough.
It's just another mediocre NFL team. They shouldn't even be in the league. I mean, really, that's a franchise that should not be in the league.
Well, they shouldn't be in Jacksonville anyway.
They should not be in Jacksonville. That's really maybe more what I mean. But if they had relegation, this team would have been relegated. It's a second division team in a third division city. They shouldn't even be in the league.
Will you take them more seriously if they move to London like you want a team in London so badly?
It makes more sense there than it does Jacksonville. Again, one of the true rectums of America.
I won't fight you on that. It's a terrible city.
Horrible. Horrible.
Come see this Hooters and Maxwell House Factory. Yay.
I think it's Rexta.
But it's a, but this isn't a statement on the Jaguars. It's a statement on the Steelers and every other supposedly good team in the league. How come no one else can figure it out and be consistent like the Patriots? And I'm not telling you to beat the Patriots, but just sort of be there. The Patriots lost arguably their most important defensive player and second most important offensive player. And they lost three games and they're right back here. No other team can even come close to doing that. No one. Which, again, good for you, but there should be a healthy league has a handful of teams that can do that sort of thing. Not 30 and not half, but, you know, a handful, a smattering. 2, 3, 4, 5 programs that can withstand key injuries and just be consistent and beat the teams they should beat and just reach their level. And there's one. There's one team like that in the league. One.
I mean, it is. I told you, we've had this discussion with Bedard. I look at the league this year and I feel like the Patriots are as vulnerable as they have ever been going into the postseason. And yet, at the same time, their trip to the Super Bowl and their probable victory there seems as certain as ever.
So, this joke of a road. Tennessee, Jacksonville, and then whatever in the Super Bowl. You want, Patriots fans. You're happy with that. Steven Swanzy, are you happy with that?
Of course. Of course. And I will not be happy. I won't be content until we have more than the Steelers. They'll let you know they have 6. So that's another reason why I'm glad the Jags are in, because the Steelers have no chance of getting 7. And if that were to happen, that would have been absolutely horrible. But the thing is, in the Super Bowl, teams may be inferior on paper, but when you actually play the game, like the Jake DeLome's Panthers, everybody thought it was a walkthrough. Everybody thought that the AFC Championship game was the actual Super Bowl against the Colts, but it wasn't. DeLome and the Panthers, because of their defense is so good, put up a pretty good fight. So even though, theoretically, yes, we should get this game, it's not guaranteed that's going to be a walkthrough.
Okay, it's not guaranteed, but let's see. Let's see if one of these teams can pull what the Panthers pulled all those years ago. All I'm saying is, you're much happier being Tennessee, Jacksonville, and then Nick Foles versus a road that would have been like Baltimore at home in the divisional game, Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers in the AFC title game, and Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl. You want nothing to do with that. That doesn't interest you. You'd rather have these Lambs? All right.
Cool. I'll tell you, I'd have taken Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and then take your pick. Like, you know, give me Alex Smith, give me Ben Roethlisberger and Carson Wentz, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm convinced it's because you two vampires could feed on the paranoia of everyone listening.
Yes! What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but in all honesty, Murray, I want something good to watch when I sit down. I do.
This is a difference of opinion. To me, Saturday, that was great. I could breathe.
I found that game unbelievably boring. Dreadfully, positively boring. I'm not blaming fans for enjoying it. I get it. I understand you. I grew up here. I know what it feels like. Of course.
I'm blaming you.
Good God. I'm jaded, but I'm not going to be there. Not with this team.
But you
more
know what? You
more
can't,
everything.
You can't,
more touchdowns. More. More. You, give me more. Ah. Ah.
You can't possibly be surprised by the fact that fans want the easy road.
No, I'm not surprised. But just lowest common denominator when you've already established it. It's just padding your stats now.
Yeah, I'm like a shaved ape.
Pretty much.
No apologies for that.
Bruce in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bruce.
I want good games. This sucks. I want to see teams fighting each other like heavyweights in the ring. I want to be entertained. I want a back and a forth. I want drama. This is horrible.
Especially when you're going for your 6th. That's my only point. If you're going for your 1st, get your 1st, man. Go get that ring and do whatever it takes and easiest road and all of that. You're going for 6. You're going for 6, and you'd rather face Nick Foles in the Super Bowl than Aaron Rodgers.
75% of people said yes.
What's wrong with you people? What is wrong with you?
All they want's the ring.
Joe in the car on the Jaguars defense. Go ahead, Joe.
So one thing, I definitely am happy the Steelers are out of there because their preparation is a joke. Every week they keep looking over everything. And the second thing, Ben was able to put up almost 500 yards on that defense. What are they going to do against Gronk? And I also wanted to hear what you thought about the comparison of the Patriots being the supposed number one defense last year in scoring and comparison to the Jags this year with kind of facing the same kind of quarterback.
They're both overrated. The Patriots defense last year was overrated, and this Jaguars team is overrated because they both played putrid schedules. Sorry, strength of schedule does count. You didn't want to hear that last year because it reflected on the Patriots, but you're happy to hear it this year when it reflects on the Jaguars. Maz gave it to you earlier. They ranked 31st in, was it offensive strength of schedule?
Yeah, basically strength of schedule. They played a collection of offenses that ranked 31st in the league.
Okay, so I think the Jaguars have some really nice individual talent. I think as a unit, I'm definitely not sold, especially since I just saw them give up 42 and then 44 to Jimmy Garoppolo, who I like, but should you be giving up 44 points to that Niners team at this stage?
No, you shouldn't. And I'll tell you what, I went back and watched, I actually watched a good chunk of that game this morning, believe it or not, because I wanted to see whether or not, you know, it was Garoppolo, whether it was them, were they interested in the game? And my conclusion was, it was Bortles. Bortles threw three picks in that game, one of which got returned for a touchdown, and two of which gave the Niners unbelievably short fields.
But to the Jags' defense, it wasn't as bad as the 44 points would indicate.
No, but it wasn't great either. Like, it was somewhere in the middle. Like, you know, Garoppolo had a good game, and you know who he threw to? Tight end, backs, middle of the field, which is the strength of the Patriots.
Forget hard run. So, you know,
I just don't see how, again, so I can see Jacksonville slowing them down, right? They'll slow them down. They might be able to keep them under 30. They might get 24, 27, somewhere in there. That would not shock me in the least bit. I think Jacksonville's got some players on defense. But if they get to 24, 27, can Jacksonville get to 27 or 30?
Not without a couple of turnovers, pick sixes, things like that. No way. No shot. No chance.
I just don't think Blake Bortles is good enough. So when I say the quarterback, I'm using it in tandem with the defense. The defense is good enough to slow down Brady, but their offense isn't good enough to beat him.
We're talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Blah! And you want that. You folks would rather have that than the Steelers. For all the, you know, the Steelers, compelling personalities, huge talent, and they lose anyway. They just run their mouth and lose anyway. You'd rather have this Jaguars team. It's just no soul. Yeah, no soul.
Frankly, I'd rather the Steelers. I think you'd get an easier game. You'd get a rematch and a complete repeat of what you got last year in the AFC Championship game. This game, you're getting a game.
But Felga, then I can laugh at the Steelers because they lost to the Jags because they couldn't look ahead and know that they had a job to do. Do your job.
Don't you have a new toy mask to help you out with that?
I do. Yeah, hold on.
You got to give it the phone call effect, Maz.
Yeah, Felga, I'm watching the Jags, and I'd rather watch the Jags because I know the Pats will beat them. The Steelers suck. Sorry, Felga, closer to the mic.
Here's Murray's update, then we're back.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I like football, and I like the Patriots and all of that.
Hold on, I'm not done.
This is Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're reaching new lows. So they lose last night to Golden State at home on national TV. And afterwards, there's a smattering of reports. I'll read the one from ESPN that frankly just blew me away. What I'd like to do is actually, Murray, just read what you've been reading in your updates about the Cleveland Cavaliers last night.
Oh, certainly, yeah. This is from Dave McMenamin of ESPN. He said several prominent players told him, along with The Athletic and Cleveland.com, on the condition of anonymity, okay, that patience may not be enough to get the Cavaliers back to being title contenders, and they're doubtful they're going to be able to work out their issues and win a championship this year.
So that's two-pronged. One is they're doubting their abilities. But the first piece, several prominent players speaking on the condition of anonymity to ESPN, Cleveland.com, and The Athletic.
It's a conspiracy.
No. So just let's start with the mechanics of that.
Well, just real quick, I also follow
a guy. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I also follow this guy on Twitter, blue checkmark, at I am James Stewart, who tweeted just hours ago, supposedly, LeBron and Kevin Love went to the media along with Dwayne Wade and complained about how bad Isaiah was defensively. They complained about everyone, but they keyed on Isaiah Thomas a lot. Jimmy, you going to the game tonight?
No, but hold on. But you missed my point. I didn't need Jimmy to tell me that. When you say...
Well, screw me then.
Several prominent players told ESPN, Cleveland.com, and The Athletic... You see, I mean, you're following me.
Of course! Yeah.
This is absurd!
There's three reporters and three players, and they're sitting in the huddle going, okay, this whole thing's off the record.
Okay, so wait, what's the point of being off the record? There's only 12 guys on a basketball team. How many of them are prominent? Three or four. And then there's three reporters, but they say this is off the record? Well, just look! LeBron and Kevin Love are standing over there with a group of reporters. It's like, what's the point of being anonymous when it's going to be phrased as several prominent players told three different media outlets? So what, this was an off-the-record press conference?
I told you, it was a conspiracy. They all gathered in the corner with togas and knives and stabbed Caesar. Like, it's unbelievable.
That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever read. Usually, an unnamed player told Adrian Wojnarowski.
Right, it's source.
You know, Woj got one guy out of the locker room to say that we're a mess. Happens all the time. Several prominent players told ESPN, Cleveland.com, and The Athletic. That's absurd. That is absurd. So, obviously,
if I got left out of that and I'm covering that team, I'm pissed.
It's like, where was I for the off-the-record press conference? Where all the good players dumped on all the bad ones.
If I'm the ringer, I'm pissed. Where was the ringer?
Okay, so anyway, discuss. Are we imploding in Cleveland? Are you getting off your Cavaliers as a clear-cut favorite thing yet, Maz?
No, I'm not there
yet. You're not?
Yet. No.
You don't think this looks different? Or
no,
feels different?
Oh, it could be coming apart. Yeah, it could be. I'm just not convinced that like they've totally quit and it's over yet. I've never resisted the notion, Murray. Don't go putting words in my mouth. I have never resisted the notion that this thing could blow apart. In fact, from the very beginning, that thing could blow apart. Absolutely. No two ways about it.
But now, they're the clear-cut favorite still in the East, to you.
What I have said is, if they get their act together, they are the favorite in the East. Yep. That's what I've said.
How about the thought, Jimmy? You can weigh in, because I know you topic close to your heart.
Oh, thank you.
What about them all dumping on Isaiah Thomas?
Oh, I think it's actually a bad look, because they're all bad defensive players. It's just they're piling on Isaiah, because Isaiah Thomas's agenda is score the basketball and get a max contract, which, by the way, isn't going to happen.
He's also the new guy. He's also an easy guy to pick on. He's
the new Kevin Love.
Yeah, no, it's just like who's the scapegoat?
And now Kevin Love is with LeBron and Dwayne Wade snitching on IT.
I mean, I hate to say it. This thing was predictable. I know we talked about it. The idea of LeBron and Isaiah being on the floor at the same time, who's handling the ball? Isaiah is a ball-dominant player. He has to have the ball in his hands.
So look, why don't you say the same thing about Kyrie?
Because Kyrie can spot up shoot. I don't think Kyrie is a ball-dominant player. I think that he can be a ball-dominant player, but he can also spot up and shoot. And I don't think Isaiah is quite that. And so I think Irving can play off of James. He's capable of doing it on his own, but he can play off of him because he can snipe. Isaiah, there's a lot of dribbling with Isaiah to create offense, a lot.
Cleveland's now 7.5 games behind you.
Yeah, they're closer to the 8 seed than the 1.
7.5 games behind you. The loss to the Warriors last night dropped Cleveland to 1-6 this season against the top three teams in either conference. They're 0-2 against Golden State, 0-1 against Houston, 0-1 against Minnesota, 0-1 against Toronto, and 1-1 against you, and their only win in that whole grouping was opening night when Gordon Hayward snapped his ankle. You know how we look at the Celtics and say they've beaten every good team in the league? Cleveland's lost to every good team in the league. They haven't beaten one good team in the league. And
I mean, they're a mess. There's no two ways about it. They're a mess, and I think it is Isaiah and LeBron. That's what I think is at the core of it.
They played a good game last night, or at least it looked like Golden State to me was flat for three quarters. And then in the fourth, so it's coaching, too, because Ty Lue went with his bench to start the fourth. And stuck
No, Murray, coaching doesn't matter in the NBA.
Well, he stuck with them too long, and then all of a sudden Golden State got their crap together. They started out rebounding, and their shots started dropping, and all of a sudden it was like a 10-2 run, and the game was essentially over.
That guy's got a championship, and your guy doesn't. I don't know. Tell me, does coaching matter?
Well, that's a
does here.
Does it matter when Tyronn Lue is a ring and your guy doesn't? Does coaching really matter? I mean, you don't even believe it, Jimmy.
The coach doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, I do believe it.
I mean, in a stray regular season night, for sure. In terms of winning championships, well, then Tyronn Lue's a better coach than you because he's got a ring and you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Well, I mean, if that doesn't prove that point.
Yeah, and
then,
in your world, running backs don't matter. So there's
it's
that.
True. Exactly. I would put Tyronn Lue's usefulness right there with Lawrence Fournette and any running back in the league.
Leonard.
Jimmy, whatever. You never actually answered my question with this tweet. Are you going to the game tonight by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
You got good seats?
Might see me on TV tonight.
Anthony Davis in town. It's a good one, too. I'm telling you,
I might be part of the recruiting process.
You got to be flashing them.
Cavs make a trade and fire the coach. That right there.
Okay, I might be at the game tonight just to kidnap Anthony Davis.
Part of the report is that they don't want to give up the Brooklyn pick because they want to keep it for when LeBron bails. They want to use that as part of their rebuild.
Sure.
But if LeBron signs a one-year extension, they'll trade it.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm just telling you that. I'm not counting Cleveland out yet. It's too early.
Getting close. We're getting close, man.
Too early.
And they're not going to get home court. That's over. They're not making up 7.5 games against you. They are not. They are not. So they are game sevens in Boston. So I'm just about, for me, it's just about over. It's about home court, presuming health. You know, everyone's.
Felger, you want to sit next to me for game seven?
You know, I have my own methods, Jimmy, but yeah, I'd be happy
again,
to.
Again, bleep me.
Yes, I'd be happy to. So there's your Celtics minute. We're back to your phones in a long commercial-free segment next.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.
We want to appeal to your ears.
Blood force drum!
We're going to run it right down their throat!
This is Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It got too many distractions. I think the uncertainty about LeBron, Isaiah's plan for a contract, all the rumors about Tristan Thompson getting traded, I don't think they're going to be able to turn it on. I'm not sure who can beat them, but I'm telling you, I don't think you can turn it on.
Well, who's got the best shot? If they're not going to make it, somebody in the East has to make it. Who is it?
I want to see the Milwaukee Bucks when Jabari Parker comes back.
Wow.
Yeah, but them old geezers they got on that team only going to get older. They're the oldest team in the NBA.
Yes, they
Let me
are.
Tell you something. Father Time is undefeated.
Murray, why is the national media so reluctant just to automatically say it's Boston?
I don't know.
Who's the next team? Milwaukee?
I don't know.
I mean,
maybe they feel like outside of Kyrie, there's not enough star power. I mean, you got to figure, how much are these guys actually watching these games unless they have them that night?
Well, how about just looking at the standings? I mean, again, I just told you, Cleveland hasn't beaten one good team in the league. You've beaten every good team in the league. Well, like, I don't get it. Why aren't they? Why isn't it automatically? It's Boston's next. Boston's up. It's their turn.
Well, because they don't have enough proven talent.
They don't?
No.
Kyrie Irving?
Okay, but Irving, no one's disputing Irving.
Well, hold on. Charles Barkley just said Milwaukee. What proven talent do they have?
Okay, well, I can't speak for Barkley, but I look at the Celtics and I say, other than Kyrie, who do you really trust in the playoffs?
Well, but Horford has made conference finals. Okay, he's gotten swept every time he's gotten there, just about. They won a game last year. But, I mean, Horford has won playoff rounds. I don't know. Has Giannis won a playoff round? I don't know if he has.
So, look, a lot of these guys are in love with Giannis, I can't speak for Milwaukee. I told you. I mean,
then who? Toronto? Who does have playoff experience and playoff, you know, a track record to playoff success?
Well, if you're going to compare him to Kyrie, nobody. Nobody, but it's not all about that.
I just don't get why, if you're going to say in one breath Cleveland's in trouble, you wouldn't automatically say Boston's up. Like, automatic.
Because they're, I don't know, their third and fourth best players maybe are basically rookies or second-year players, and their second best player is a guy who isn't exactly the most athletic guy in the league. Like, I don't think it's wrong. I think if Cleveland
they underrate the kids, and I think they underrate what they've built here with this coach, too. Last year, okay, it was the Bridges. It was the plucky little engine that could. This year, you have a real team.
Maybe they just haven't realized you're no longer the Bridges. Maybe that's it. All right, so anyway, that's one thing we're talking about. The other thing is, what's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you, Patriots fans? You like all these lambs? This is what you want. This is what you want. You want to go from Tennessee to Jacksonville to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. That you would rather have that than Aaron Rodgers still sitting there, or the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger in this town, or in this town, or the fact that Drew Brees could still be out there for a historic matchup. You'd rather have Nick Foles and the Eagles sitting there than say the Cowboys or the Seahawks. You're happy. More, you want the easiest road versus good matchups, which I get. Just generically, that's how fans think. But when I put it to you in those terms, just simply put, are you happy or not that Carson Wentz is hurt? If Carson Wentz were healthy, wouldn't this just be so much more interesting?
Of course.
You're looking at the Patriots and the next big thing in the league, and that's a great Super Bowl matchup. But you're happier that Nick Foles is the quarterback.
Yeah, you say interesting. I say frightening. It would be much more frightening.
Okay, so that's just one of the things that we're talking about. Chris in the car. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, the Buffalo-Jacksonville game, one of the worst football games ever played. I mean, it was appalling.
Playoff game.
And Murray loved it.
They were playoff teams. Is that unbelievable for us?
It was just stunning. And I agree with you across the board. The product is broken. My question is it because they can't get kids from college to convert? Like, the league is so much younger now, the young talent's not developing.
It's not the talent, Chris. There's more than enough talent out there. It's the
talent. There's no quarterbacks. There's no quarterbacks.
No, I disagree. There's no coaches. All things being equal, you should have this Final Four weekend should be Brady, Roethlisberger, Ryan, and then Brees is what it should be. Except New Orleans couldn't defend 61 yards of field with 10 seconds left and no timeouts. The Falcons, with all that talent, couldn't score more than 10 points. And the Pittsburgh Steelers couldn't be bothered to take an opponent seriously in the divisional round. Easily should be Brady, Roethlisberger, Breeze, Ryan. Easily. But it can't. But it's not, because all those teams don't have the coaching or the focus or everything else that you have. There's only one team that has what you have, and that's pathetic. That there's just not another team that can not be stupid and overlook an opponent. There's not another team that just can't be consistent and take the wins that should be taken. There's no other team that can do it. That's embarrassing. That's pathetic.
Well, maybe the league gets you then. And let me give you this, courtesy of Boston Sports Inf. You vampires, maybe this can help you out. So as I've mentioned in the headlines, Cleet Blakeman is going to be the head ref for this game. Patriots record with Cleet Blakeman, 2-4. The losses.
At Carolina. Wasn't he the ref in the Gronkowski PI game?
Yep. The 26-20 loss to the Jets in overtime, never get the ball. Then the Carolina game. The Cleveland game, where Peyton Hillis runs wild.
Oh, yeah, right. Rob Ryan.
And the Richard Sherman, you mad bro, loss to Seattle in Seattle in 2012.
So the first two you mentioned, that Jets loss, I believe, was on the field goal, Michigas, where...
Yeah, they never got the ball.
Rex Ryan got you on a fake field... a illegal field goal formation. Remember that?
Right, right.
I think the Jets missed a field goal, but you were lined up improperly, and then they re-kicked it and won? Yeah. Is that the game that I'm thinking of?
I think so.
So that was a controversial ref decision, and of course the Gronkowski PI was a controversial ref decision, so...
And
I don't know,
the two wins, bad quarterbacks, against Kansas City with Tyler Palko and the other one against Brandon Whedon.
It's not going to matter who the ref is. It's not going to matter.
Trying to just give you something
here.
It's
the Jacks. You folks.
So wait, you just said the two wins were against bad quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
You would rather have the Jacksonville Jaguars than the Pittsburgh Steelers. You'd rather have Nick Foles coming up in the Super Bowl than Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or one of these legit guys, because it's an easy win. Like... going for your sixth.
Not, you're surprised by this.
I'm not surprised. I'm outraged. There's a difference. I'm offended. I think that shows a lack of soul. If you're going for your first, you're going for your first. I get it. Whatever it takes. Easiest road possible, get on the board. Even your second or your third to establish who you are. Okay, like, I get it. Now it's just, you're going for six. You know, there's nothing left to prove. You don't want a marquee matchup. You don't want an interesting opponent. You'd just want these... collection of lambs and bum quarterbacks?
Yep. That's what fans want. They want lambs.
NBC Sports Boston did this topic last night. It's where I got it from. They ran a poll. They said, would you rather have, as a fan, the easiest road or compelling matchups? And by a 75-25 margin, you people said easiest road. Yep. Which I think is just...
five of them.
Shows the laziness of America.
Five of them
is what it
just
shows.
Been an instant ulcer. You can feel years falling off your life. At least I have. But I think I'm due one where it's like 42-3.
Aren't those better wins? Aren't you...
Wins are wins. The rings are rings. More.
Really?
More.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't enjoy intercepting Russell Wilson at the goal line, having to work for that?
I can say I can enjoy it now. Did I at the time? I thought I was going to die. Same with last year, too.
Okay, but now you've got five. You're going for six. You're the best team in the history of the game. There's nothing left to prove. Now it's just padding the stat. You don't want to see an all-time quarterback matchup. You'd rather have Brady v. Nick Foles than Brady versus Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing. That shows a lack of soul on your part. Lack of toughness. And you're all infected by it. This is what's become of this.
Michael Felger. Tony Maserati. Felger and Maz.